Hello guys, welcome to today's episode of the Wealth Distinctions podcast. My name is Alex Ihanacho, your regular host. So in today's episode of the podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you my journey into what I currently do, which is writing, speaking, and investing money. So I'm going to be giving you an idea that you could use, and I'm going to also be using my life journey and my life story, hoping to inspire you to take action. This will be particularly important for those of you who are doing something that you don't really like, or those of you who are doing something that you believe is a shadow career, that is something that you know you can't grow in. So you're looking for how to move into something more exciting, something more inspiring, and something more interesting. I hope that what I share in this podcast will help you to find your own path and find your own feet. So let's quickly get into it. Now, I left university a couple of years back, and when I left university, when I was in my final year, I had only two things. Okay, maybe three things. Okay, I had a barbing salon I was running in the school hostel. I had a barbing salon. But since I was leaving the university, or since I was about to leave the university, I knew that the barbing salon business will also have to go. The second thing is that I had a skill, which was ability to communicate. So I was an effective communicator. I could write effectively, and I could also speak persuasively. So these were the two things I had. But how I was going to use these things to create a life for myself, I didn't know. How I was going to start life with these things, I did not know. And the course I read, which is economics and statistics, did not also make it any way easier. I was told that as an economist, you can work anywhere. But by experience, I knew that working anywhere is working nowhere. Okay, because before I went into university, I had worked in the bank. I had a diploma, so I worked in the bank for a couple of years, and I knew that, listen, you have to have a place of interest. And also, having worked in the bank for like 2 years before resigning and going back to school, I knew that I wasn't designed to work for someone else. I was designed to create my own thing. I was a personal creator. But how I was exactly going to start that journey, I did not know. So everything was hazy. And to make things worse, I didn't graduate with a first class or a 2-1. I graduated with a 2-2. And on top of that, I also had age disadvantage on my path. I mean, I went into university at the age of 25. So at the time I was leaving school, I was somewhere between 28 and 29. And you know that the labor market does not really favor people who are that age, unless if you are really ready to go take any kind of job and you are ready to hustle and manage your way through life. And I wasn't called out for that. So what I did was, I made a resolution that, listen, the first thing is that I wasn't going to take my certificate with me. Okay, so while my mates were very much busy, you know, waiting for results, trying to do clearance so that they could get their certificates with them, I was not interested in collecting my certificate, because I knew that if I had to collect my certificate, I was going to be stuck with it. Things would get very tough along the road, and I would decide or become interested in going to settle for any kind of job. So when I had made that decision, it became a whole lot easier for me to look for a way to find my way, for me to look for a way to create my own miracle for myself. Luckily for me, there was this man who was my lecturer in 100 level. He just taught me a few weeks in 100 level before he resigned from the university and went to run his own, concentrate on his consulting business full time. So my then girlfriend in school was close to him, so through her I got access to him. He came visiting my school once, and I got access to have a meeting with him. So when I met him, I was just moved by my spirit to ask him for mentorship. So I made a proposition quickly. I said, please, I am confused. I'm just leaving school. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I love what you're doing. I would want to serve under you while you teach me what you're doing. That was my exact proposition to him. And he said, well, okay, I like your passion, I like your zeal, I see commitment in your eyes. But what will happen is, you have to find your way to Lagos. You have to find your way to Lagos if you want me to help you, if you want me to mentor you, if you want me to coach you or whatever, get you started. You have to find your way to Lagos because I can't mentor you from afar. I have a couple of projects I'm working on, so if you get your way to Lagos and get yourself involved in those projects, I will teach you. The next problem was I didn't have a place to stay, but as God may have it, he offered to accommodate me in his house, and you know, that was how lucky I got. Now the problem was getting myself posted to Lagos. I schooled in Benin, and you know, from all indications, I was going to the north. And lo and behold, when NYC postings came out, I was posted to Yobe State, extreme north. But then we went for camp. Because of the fact that there was a whole lot of insurrection in the region, coppers were not being deployed to those states. So I just stopped in Abuja and did my clearance. And then we were given the opportunity for redeployment. So I asked to be posted to Lagos, but I couldn't get Lagos, so I stopped at Oyo State. They posted me somewhere in Oyo State. But at least I was close to Lagos, because Oyo State was just like two states away from Lagos, so I was closer to my dream. Then I moved into my mentor's house, and I started a life. Now, he was running a consulting firm. He had a consulting firm that was into research, financial research, basically. So what we did was we did data analysis. We did fundamental data analysis and research for corporates, for individuals, for, you know, people who wanted to make a paper presentation, people who just needed insight on data. So I started working with him as an intern and a research assistant. I started learning. He taught me research design, how to use research softwares, and all of those things. So I just became interested, and as I became more interested in what he was teaching me, I started getting good at those things. I started analyzing data. I started doing research for a living, and everything was now making sense. I started making a lot of money for myself because he was giving me jobs. From there, I started running my own company myself, which was a research firm. So basically at that point, he would get a job, he would give me, I would run the job. We were doing a lot of traveling together to run trainings across Nigerian universities, across different organizations, and all of that. So when I finished my youth service, I moved into his house permanently, and we became more like serious partners. So we were traveling together, doing a whole lot of things together. I was learning a whole lot, but more importantly, I was also making money. But here is what happened. Because of the fact that I had become a researcher, a financial researcher basically, I was privileged to be reading a whole lot of research papers. I was reading hardcore research papers that an average guy will never have the opportunity of reading in his lifetime. So I was seeing things that made a whole lot of sense. Before that time, I had a lot of questions about money. Had a whole lot of unanswered questions about money, because I mean, I grew up from a very hard place. My father left before I was born, and that was because of money. My mother disowned me at the age of 15. You know, that was also because of money. I was homeless at a point in my life. That was also because of the fact that, you know, money has had a place in it. So I had this so many unanswered questions on what exactly is this money, how does it work, and all of these things informed the courses I took in school. I went to school to do a diploma in accounting, hoping that I would get an answer to that question, but I didn't. I read economics and statistics, and also hoping that I would get an answer to it, but I did not. But having now the opportunity of reading a lot of books on finance, reading a lot of books on money, reading a lot of books on how economies really worked in practical terms, and also having the opportunity to see data talk, right, like see how data behaved, see how you could make insights and, you know, decisions from data, a whole lot of my questions became clearer to me, and I got a lot of answers. So I was like, well, instead of me just reading all of these things, summarizing these things for individuals and organizations for you know, for maybe presentations or decisions that might not really, really affect in practical terms the common man, why don't I organize the things I am learning and the things I've come to know? Why don't I just organize it into a body of knowledge that I can teach anybody? Why don't I organize this into a body of knowledge that someone can use to improve himself? Because at that point, my life had become more like a miracle. You know, I've had a lot of experiences training myself through school, running a couple of businesses of my own, working in the bank, being homeless, growing up as an orphan, more or less. You know, all of these things came together to really give me a whole lot of insight and should I say systems that I could use to help anyone improve his own financial result. Because what happens, what I believe is that no matter your financial situation, right, if you get the right knowledge, you can turn things around for yourself. Because I turn things around for myself courtesy of knowledge. So I said, okay, fine, let me, instead of me just doing all of this research, let me use this research and make it a life work. Let me make myself just a researcher who finds out things and organizes it and teaches it to people. So that was how in 2017 I sacked all my clients, right, and decided to go full-time into the, should I call it personal finance space now? Yeah, maybe personal finance space. But my own interest was in what I call money sense. And money sense simply means your ability to understand money, how it works, and how to make it work for you. That was exactly what I wanted to teach people. And from that, I was also interested in making people to understand that there's a difference between money and wealth. And that's how the five wealth distinctions framework came about. So all of this helped me to do what I do today. So what I do now is more of a satisfying career for me. It's a journey and a path that I love. I've been able to write, publish a couple of books. I've spoken in different places, different audience, different organizations. I've helped a couple of individuals to invest their money in different projects and companies over the years. And that's because of the fact that I found my way into something that I really love. I know that there are so many of us out there who are lost and confused, okay? Who are lost and confused, or some people who are doing a job that they don't really like and they know they could do more. So my advice for you is for you to pick a couple of lessons from this story I shared with you and see how you can apply those in your life. The first thing is that you need to get a mentor, right? You need to get someone who will shorten the distance for you. I mean, if I didn't get my mentor, my journey would have been extremely long. In fact, by now I would have possibly still been struggling, because some of the key things he taught me are the things I've been able to guide my life, you know, up until this point. And not just that, these things I've used them for myself, I've also multiplied them in other people's lives. I remember my when I met my wife, she was just a law student. She was in law school, you know, and I had learned a lot about, you know, how you can really create a system out of nothing and how you can really start chasing your dream, leveraging on technology and all of that. And I taught her my systems, and right now she runs a very profitable law firm that amazes even herself. So I know that when you're able to live your own dream, you will inspire other people to live theirs. So you need to get a mentor who will help you shorten the distance of your journey. It's very important that you do that. Next thing is that you must have the courage to fail. It takes courage to fail, even though so many of us don't know that, but it really takes a lot of courage for you to fail, because failure is not a good thing. Okay, failure is not a good thing. Nobody wants to fail, but the truth is you have to fail to succeed. And the other thing is that people need to understand that there's a difference between failing and quitting, right? Quitting is disastrous, but failing is not. Failing is just part of life. I failed so many times in my life. In fact, I failed so much that I can't even remember. I started failing from birth. That was the reason why my father walked away. You know, he felt like, man, this is a failed project. Why should I even be involved in this? He told my mom to, you know, go wash me off and move on herself. So I started failing from birth, and up to now I'm still failing in so many things. But the point is, I won't quit on my dream because I know exactly what I want to create. So you need to have courage to fail. Okay, you need to have courage to fail. That will help you to be able to eventually succeed. And the next thing is that you must be able to follow your dreams. You must be able to have a dream in your heart and be willing to follow it, because it will cost you time, it will cost you money, it will cost you energy, it will cost you a whole lot of things. Okay, so if you really have a dream that inspires you, do all that is within your power to follow that dream. It's very, very important. It's very, very, very important. Okay, and then finally, you must be able to give your interest your best. Okay, you must be able to give your interest your best. Whatever it is that you have found interest in, try and give it your best. I mean, today I have a couple of published work. I have a lot of good stories around me, but all of this is because of the fact that I gave it my best. I didn't just say, oh, I know this, I know that, and that's it. No, I've been seriously investing, and I'm still investing in myself to improve my journey and get better at it. So I hope these lessons and any other one you can pick for yourself will serve you and help you to really, really get started on chasing exactly what it is that you call your dream. Because the truth is, if you don't chase your dream, nobody's gonna do it for you. So I hope you find this inspirational and instructive enough to get started on your own journey. So till I come your way in the next episode of this podcast, keep having yourself some money sense.